Missouri should update its renewable portfolio standard to include nuclear energy, by Avery Frank. A version of the following commentary appeared in the Columbia Missourian on February 10, 2026. Missouri, like many states, mandates that a certain share of electricity come from renewable energy sources. Those sources typically include solar, wind, and biomass, but in many states, including Missouri, they exclude nuclear energy. A productive debate could be had about whether state government should issue any such mandates, but in the meantime, legislators in Jefferson City have introduced several bills using different approaches, each of which would broaden Missouri's existing standard to include nuclear energy. Governor Kehoe discussed the issue in his recent State of the State address, recognizing the long-standing mismatch between policy and reality. What is Missouri's current policy? Missouri's current Renewable Portfolio Standard, or RPS, mandates that no less than 15% of each electric utility's sales come from generated or purchased renewable energy resources, such as solar, wind, biomass, small hydropower, and other non-nuclear sources certified by the state as a renewable. Many other states have adopted similar standards. Justifications for RPSs vary. Some view them primarily as a tool to improve air quality or limit greenhouse gases. Others argue that portfolio standards help newer energy technologies compete with established fossil fuels or ensure a diverse and resilient mix of energy sources. In any case, if Missouri is going to have an RPS, nuclear energy should be included. Is nuclear energy clean? If Missouri's RPS exists in order to protect the environment, nuclear energy's exclusion is unreasonable. Nuclear energy is a zero or near zero emissions energy source in terms of both criteria pollutants, those that affect air quality, and greenhouse gases. Further, to produce the same level of electricity, solar farms need 31 times more land than nuclear plants, while onshore wind farms need 173 times more land. In terms of total direct and indirect land use, nuclear is by far the most efficient. What about nuclear waste? This concern is common but often misguided. Nuclear energy does produce waste, but the waste is compact, carefully managed, and tightly regulated. Much of what is labeled waste still contains usable energy. In fact, only about 4% of nuclear fuel is truly unusable after each use, and the United States could reduce nuclear waste in terms of both volume and radioactivity if the industry recycled used fuel. While existing American nuclear power plants are not well equipped to use spent fuel, new advanced reactor designs are increasingly capable of using it to generate electricity. Regardless, the presence of safely stored waste should not prevent nuclear energy from being included in an updated portfolio. Government interference in the energy market. Past arguments have held that subsidies level the playing field for renewable energy. Yet, while solar and wind have expanded rapidly in recent years, only 7 nuclear plants have been constructed in the U.S. since 1990. Factors such as regulatory burden have also contributed to nuclear energy's stagnation, but government interference has played a role. Subsidies, tax credits, and mandates have actually significantly distorted the market in favor of renewables. The lion's share of the more than $80 billion in federal support for renewables came through tax expenditures, driven overwhelmingly by the Investment Tax Credit, or ITC, for solar projects, which is claimed when a project begins operation, and the Production Tax Credit, or PTC, for wind generation. State RPSs create guaranteed demand for these resources, while federal tax policy lowers the cost of supplying them, effectively a double incentive. This is not to argue that nuclear energy should be subsidized to a similar degree. However, including nuclear energy in Missouri's RPS would at least make existing policy more even-handed. Nuclear energy meets growing electricity demand cleanly and reliably. The Missouri legislature should update the state's RPS to recognize this fact. This article was presented in audio format using AI-generated narration.